Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're covering an article called AI Change Management, Senior Management's Guide to Embedding AI Across People and Culture by Brett Allegre Wood.
And it is a meaty one, because if you are a business owner thinking, right, we need to get AI properly embedded across the business, this article is the playbook for doing that without it falling apart.
That is the central argument. Brett opens with a line that really sets the frame. Successful AI adoption is not a technology program. It is an enterprise change program that reconfigures decisions, roles, incentives, and operating procedures.
Which sounds obvious when you say it like that, but most businesses treat it as an IT project. Buy some tools, roll them out, hope people use them.
And that is exactly the failure mode Brett is writing against. The article organises the whole approach around something called the AIOS, the AI operating system, which covers governance, capability, process, and culture as one integrated set of interventions.
So where does a senior leader actually start? Because the article covers 10 areas. That is a lot to hold in your head.
The 90-day plan at the end is a useful anchor. Step one is a board briefing. Get an AI charter approved, get a governance structure in place, get the staged funding model agreed, before anything else.
And that word staged is important. Brett is not saying go and spend £1 million on AI infrastructure. The model is assess, pilot, scale, sustain. You prove value at each gate before you move to the next.
Right. Stage gate approvals with clear exit criteria. Technical readiness, operational readiness, legal and compliance sign-off, and, this is the one people skip, people and culture readiness.
That last one, how many organisations actually gate on that?
Very few. And it is why so many AI pilots die at the scaling stage. The tech worked, the people were not ready.
Let's talk about the governance side, because I think a lot of SME owners will read Board Level AI Oversight Committee and think that is for enterprise. We've got 20 people, we are not setting up a committee.
Fair reaction. But what Brett is actually describing is accountability. Who owns the decision? Who is responsible for the risk? Who reports on whether it is working? For a smaller business, that might just be the MD and one senior manager with a clear brief. The principle is the same.
So what goes in the charter?
Risk appetite, investment thresholds, policy principles around privacy and safety and fairness, and a reporting cadence. Basically, what are we willing to try? What are we not willing to try? And how will we know if something goes wrong?
And the article is clear this gets approved at board level. It's not something the ops manager drafts and files away.
Exactly. And that connects to one of the culture points I found most useful. Brett says leadership narratives must reinforce human oversight and shared accountability. AI is there to augment capability and improve decision quality, not to remove people's judgment from the process.
Which is how you actually get people to use it. If staff think AI is coming for their jobs, they will quietly root around it.
The article is explicit on psychological safety, blameless postmortems when models fail, transparent communication about risks, a champion network to normalise experimentation.
That champion network idea is practical for any size business. You find the people already curious about AI, give them structured support, and let them pull the rest of the team along.
And you recognise them for it. Brett says include AI-related objectives in scorecards and promotion criteria. Make it part of how you reward people, not just something extra on the side.
I want to flag the KPI cascade because Brett gives a really clear example of how this works top to bottom. Say your strategic goal is to improve customer retention. Your AI KPI might be churn prediction accuracy. That feeds into an operational KPI, what percentage of at-risk customers were contacted within your SLA, and then an adoption KPI, what percentage of frontline staff are actually using the recommendations.
So each layer is measurable and connected. You're not just saying, we are doing AI. You're saying, here is the outcome we expect, and here is how we will know it is happening.
Which is what investors and boards want to see. The article has a whole section on that. Have a transparent communications plan, provide evidence of disciplined governance, manage expectations on timing and returns.
Brett closes with three phrases that I think are worth writing down. Governance before velocity, people before models, measurable outcomes before narratives.
That is the right frame. So what is the one thing you would take away this week?
If you're a senior leader and you haven't written down who is accountable for AI in your business, who owns the decisions, who owns the risk, do that this week. Even one page, that is your starting charter.
For me, it's the staging. Do not try to scale before you have proved value at pilot. Pick one process, run it properly, measure it, and then expand. The four phases, assess, pilot, scale, sustain, are a discipline, not just a timeline.
The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want this working in your own business, Brett offers a free AI audit. You can book that on the site as well.
Worth doing.
Thanks for listening.